The Fish, written by Lloyd Jones and read by Francis Greenslade. The slow gulps of my sister's fish turn our thoughts back to the sea. We feel its draw, because that is what it is to imagine the fish in the world, stranded on this long, puzzling sandbar we call home. We look harder at his gills, at the broadening mouth, at the hard rise of his eyes. And we wonder. We have not stopped wondering. It comes down on us like a sack of drowned kittens. Who the hell is he? Where did he spring from? In his class photo, the fish has been placed at the end of the row. There is a gap between him and the girl in the white school blouse standing next to him. There are no other gaps in any of the other rows. We know because we have looked, in that way of the aggrieved out to prove a point. The rest of the class is shoulder to shoulder, three rows of pegs. Except for the girl next to our fish. She rears away from his fish breath. We find a place to hide the class photo. We worry that the fish will see in the photo what has not been apparent to him in his short life so far. He is different. A fact that would perhaps astound him. My sister has given birth to difference. Worse, she has placed difference in our ranks. What the fish ought to feel transfers itself onto us. The girl in the photo rearing away from our fish makes me want to lean into her and bare my teeth. Over the course of his adolescence, the fish will grow taller. However, his hair, thin and lank at the best of times, will continue to look like an unsuccessful hair transplant. His brow will be overly represented and creased, his gills vulgarly present. His mouth constantly gulps inside rubbery lips. At the fish shop, we place him in the window display. Then we look away, ashamed of ourselves at what we have thought. A fish out of water? We see our fish in the new migrants, the hesitation and bewilderment they try to conceal in the supermarket aisles, pushing their shopping trolleys faster than they feel comfortable with, afraid their ignorance will give them away. The stony expressions with which they view our sports, the foreign way they learn to drive, as though the road and their controls inside the car and their eyes bear no relationship to one another, breaking suddenly with a white-eyed fear. What will become of our fish? It is a worry that won't go away. How will he find his place in our world?